Palace Acropolis, one of Prague's most important arts venues, will celebrate a double anniversary this coming season. It's 90 years since its establishment and 20 years since it was reopened. A special series of events in different genres, including concerts and theatre performances, are scheduled to take place between September and June, marking the special occasion. Ruth Frankova has more.
Palazzo Acropolis, a stunning Art Deco building with a colourful facade located on a steep hill on the border of the Vinohrady and Žižkov districts, was built in 1927 as a residential building with a café located on the ground floor and a theatre hidden underground. However, during communism, the once lively cultural centre started to fall into disrepair. Acropolis director Lubomir Schmidt-Meyer says the building was in a dismal state when it was taken over shortly after the Velvet Revolution.
During communism, the building was used as a warehouse, and after 1989, it had been left abandoned. We took over the building in 1992, and after the reconstruction, launched a trial operation in 1995. We've been officially open since 1996. 60% of our current repertoire consists of music, and around 40% are theatre performances.
Since its launch in 1996, Palazzo Acropolis has staged several thousand performances, while many of the music and cultural institutions established in the post-revolution euphoria of the 1990s were eventually forced to close down, Acropolis has managed to keep afloat and maintain its unique position in the country's post-revolution cultural life.
I think the main reason behind our success is the fact that we'd already been running the legendary junior club Na Chmelnitsy in the 1980s, and we were closely linked to the Praska Pietka Theatre and to many Czech bands. So we had a wide network of people who knew each other really well, and that was a great advantage when starting Acropolis. But it's also the result of our artistic team, which keeps coming up with new ideas.
To mark its double anniversary, Palazzo Acropolis has come up with a special program called 2090, with 20 events in various genres scheduled to take place during the upcoming season. Lubomír Schmidt-Meyer again.
The nearest event is a concert by the band Kieslowski, who will celebrate their fifth anniversary. At the end of September, we'll have a special project called Praha New York Effect, prepared in cooperation with Czech Center New York. And we will also host a theatre performance called White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, which had a great success at the Edinburgh Festival this year. So all this is planned within the 2090 project.
To find out more about the upcoming programme marking the 20th anniversary of Palazzo Acropolis, you can visit the club's website www.palazzoacropolis.cz.